Walker's first budget as governor expanded vouchers from Milwaukee to Racine. His last budget expanded them statewide with the 1,000 student enrollment cap. The budget he unveiled last night would take yet another step and lift the enrollment cap altogether.
You see, every child deserves the chance to succeed.
As he first hinted last week, Walker would spin off the University of Wisconsin into a new UW authority with more freedom to set its own budget. The change would affect 35,000 UW employees, though the Walker administration says they'd still receive the same benefits they do now. The governor called it a bold reform, echoing language he's been using in the early stages of his presidential bid.
As the father of the UW student, I have a real interest in the success of our state system, and I believe that this will make the University of Wisconsin stronger in the years to come.
Walker did not mention the $300 million cut he's proposed for the UW. He also didn't discuss a $146 million cut to the State Department of Corrections or a more than $5 million cut to the Education and Communications Board, which helps fund Wisconsin Public Radio and television. Walker did promote his plan to require drug testing for people who receive a variety of public aid, from jobless benefits to food share.
For those who fail, we will provide treatment so we can get them off of drugs.
He also talked about a projected property tax cut in his budget.
Just as I promised, property taxes by the end of 2016 will be lower than they were in 2014. That means lower property tax bills for 6 years in a row. How about that?
The Walker administration says the tax cut would amount to $5 per year on the median valued home. Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca pointed out that Walker was forced to cut his budget at a time when other states were dealing with budget surpluses.
You can see that the Walker trickle-down theory clearly is not working, and my prediction is 2 years from now we'll be in equal or even a worse mess than we are now.
Democrats are all but helpless to stop Walker's agenda, though majority Republicans indicated there were some pieces that concerned them. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss listed a few, including Walker's public school budget.
I think there are going to be people who have concerns that the first year actually reduces spending.
Voss said many Republicans had problems with the way Walker's budget would borrow $1.3 billion to pay for roads.
Our caucus has discussed it, and we have sincere concerns about relying so heavily on borrowing to fund transportation and infrastructure.
And Voss said another piece of Walker's budget that would effectively end land stewardship purchases until the year 2028 was not acceptable.
I know that there is a lot of concerns about the state just buying vast tracts of land, but where I live in southeastern Wisconsin, there's a lot of development pressure.
In addition to halting stewardship purchases, Walker would cut DNR scientist positions and gut the power of the State Natural Resources Board. Those changes and others are now in lawmakers' hands. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee hopes to start voting on the budget in April. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.